CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the written edition on the RSGB's own website. It's Sunday the 18th of September 2016. This is GB2RS News. The main news headlines: National Hamfest fast approaching, Marconi Fellowship lectures, RSGB convention workshops. The National Hamfest takes place on the 30th of September and the 1st of October at the Newark and Nottinghamshire Showground. Traders from the UK, Europe and the Far East will be in attendance, making it a truly international show. The National Club of the Year 2015 winners will be presented with their trophies at 2 p.m. on Friday the 30th by RSGB board member Len, GM0ONX and Jeff Stanton from Waters and Stanton, who are the sponsors of the competition. The free raffle will also be drawn immediately after. For more, go to www.nationalhamfest.org.uk. The 2016 Byrne Bussey Marconi Fellowship Lectures will take place at 5 p.m. on Thursday the 27th of October in the Western Lecture Theatre, Western Library, Broad Street, Oxford. Two visiting fellows will be given their 30-minute lectures on Marconi and the uses of wireless in post-war years and Marconi's early Latin projects over the South Atlantic. The lectures are free to attend, but you must register in advance. Go to http://tinyurl.com/Juliet Zulu Delta Zulu Radio Delta Victor to register for your ticket. The RSGB 2016 convention takes place on the 7th to the 9th of October at Kent Hill Conference Centre, Milton Keynes, sponsored by Martin Lynch and Son. There are workshops you can attend on both Saturday and Sunday. On Saturday, Dave G4HUP is running three workshops throughout the day, showing the techniques and tools needed to construct a project with service mount devices. You can register for a session at http://huprf.com/HUPRF/SMD-workshops-2016. On Sunday, there's a drop-in workshop on the Raspberry Pi and Red Pitaya, run by Mike, G4WNC. It's designed to give practical advice to help you get going and will be running a number of demonstrations. You can bring your Pi along to this section and a handout will be available. For tickets or other information, go to www.rsgb.org/convention. In preparation for the 2017 IAIU Region 1 conference, the RSGB has updated its consultation forums so that UK amateurs can suggest topics on matters such as HF-VHF operating or technical recommendations, band plans, contests, EMC, and amateur radio development. The initial phase is an open call and will be followed by further opportunities as UK papers are developed or subsequently when all meeting papers are available. There are separate discussion forums covering EMC, HF, VHF, microwave and more general matters. We would particularly appreciate initial topics by the middle of October in time for the annual RSGB Spectrum Forum meeting on the 29th of October. More general help on the forum system, including registration, is on the rsgb.org site. If you wish to take part in the consultation, click on the Active Consultations and then IAIU Consolidation 2017. The UK Space Agency's Astronaut Flight Education Programme Support Manager Susan Buckle will be giving a presentation at the RSGB convention on Saturday the 8th of October. Along with Kieran Morgan, M0XTD, she'll talk about the 10 UK ARIS amateur radio school contacts with astronaut Tim Peake, GB1SS, during his Principia mission on the International Space Station. An RSGB video celebrates these historic school contacts and the range of linked activities the schools have enjoyed. You can view this on the RSGB's YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/therSGB, all one word. From the 3rd to the 10th of October, the British Young Ladies Amateur Radio Association will be hosting the very first International Young Ladies Radio Convention to be held in this country. There are ladies and their partners booked into Novotel Milton Keynes from Australia, Canada, Denmark, Great Britain, France, Germany, Iceland, Scotland, Sweden and the USA. More at www.bylara.org.uk. Details of rallies now for the coming week. The 28th Great Northern Hamfest takes place today, the 18th of September, at Barnsley Premier Leisure Complex, Queen's Road, Barnsley, S71 1AN. The venue has easy access for disabled persons, and Hamfest is one large hall. Doors open 10 a.m. Traders have access from 7:30. Admission £3.50, whilst children under 14 accompanied by an adult are free. There'll be trade stands, special interest groups, and an RSGB bookstall. There's no bring and buy. Details from Ernie, G4LUE, 07984191873. The Western Super Mare Radio and Electronics Rally is on today, the 18th, the Campus Community Centre, Highland Lane Western Super Mare BS247DX. Free parking, level access and catering. Doors open from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. and admission is £3 with under 16s free. There'll be trade stands, group exhibitors, an auction of surplus equipment, a homebrew competition and lectures. More from Mike, GM0VLN on 01278786684. The Crawley Microwave Roundtable takes place today, the 18th, at Tilgate Forest Rec Centre, Hut 18, Tilgate Forest, Crawley, West Sussex, RH119BQ. It's a day of demonstrations, presentations, equipment and component sales, all microwave-related. Refreshments will be available. The World Association of Christian Radio Amateurs and Listeners is holding a fellowship weekend at the Elim Conference Centre, De Walden Road, West Malvern in Worcestershire, WR14 4DJ, on the 23rd to the 25th of September. Guest speaker on Saturday evening will be Don Field, G3XTT, the editor of Practical Wireless. Details from Shirley, 01924 229 630. DigiCon 16 will take place on the 24th of September at Portadown Golf Club, 192 Guildford Road, Portadown, BT635LF. Doors open from 9:30 to 5 p.m. Admittance £3. Day's agenda will consist of talks on digital voice and other digital modes. More from Philip Hosey, MI0MSO 07849025760. The British Amateur Television Club Convention is taking place 24th and 25th of September at RAF Museum Cosford near Telford. Details can be found at www.batc.org.uk. The Chippenham and District Amateur Radio Mini Rally takes place on the 25th of September at the new venue of Kington Langley Village Hall, Church Road, Kington Langley, SN155NJ. Doors open at 10 a.m. For the disabled visitors, 30 minutes earlier. Admission is £2, under 16s free. There's on-site car parking, there'll be trade stands, a car boot area and refreshments. Details from Brian, G6HUI, 07722-242-741. The Belgium Amateur Radio and Computer Rally takes place on the 25th of September in La Louvière in Belgium. Doors open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. with trade stands from the UK, Holland, Germany, France and a flea market. Website www.onfigure6ll.be has all the relevant details. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom or the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News, compiled from the 425 DX News and other sources, D2DK4QT, Thomas DL6TK, Keller DM3BJ, and a few others starting will be, and a few others starting, I'm not sure what that means, will be on Madeira from the 19th to 28th of September, active as Charlie Tango 9-stroke call sign. They plan to operate on the 10 to 80 metre bands, using SSB, CW and RTTY. They also plan to be in the CQ Worldwide DX RTTY contest, which takes place on the 24th and 25th as Charlie Radio 3 Whiskey. Send QSLs to Charlie Radio 3 Whiskey via DL5AXX, QSLs to all others via home calls. Stu K4MIL will be on the air as KG4SS from Guantanamo Bay. From the 14th to 21st of September, he'll be on CW, SSB and RTTY, QSL home call. Andy DL3YM will be on the air as 5X8B from Entebbe in Uganda from the 20th of September to the 1st of October. Whilst on a work assignment, activity will be in his spare time from the campus of the of the Nkumba University in Entebbe on the HF bands, using mostly CW with some SSB now and again for demonstration purposes. QSL home call. Gab HA3JB will be on the air as T42CH from Havana in Cuba from the 20th to the 25th of September. Activity HF band, CW SSB and RITI. QSL home call. Ralph DK8FA is transmitting as D44TUJ from Boavista, IOTA AFO86, until the 28th of September whilst on holiday. Activities mainly on the 17 and 20 metre bands using digital modes, QSL home call. A group of operators will be operating as D66 Delta from the 18th to the 30th of September. Activity will be 160 to 10 metres using CWSSB and RITI, QSL OK6DJ. Special event news now. Enigma Reloaded 2016 takes place until the 1st of October. The main goals of the event is to promote amateur activity as far as possible all over the world, celebrating the history of the Enigma cipher machine and its crucial role in World War II. From the 17th to the 30th of September, stations registered as activator stations will be on the air. On the 1st of October, those stations will exchange predefined CW messages. Full details and rules, www.enigma-reloaded.it. Riviera ARC from Devon will be activating Bubba Coombe Cliff Railway for Railways on the air on the 24th and 25th of September. They'll be covering the HF bands and 2 metre 70 SEMs and expect to be busy on 40 and 20 metres. They've requested the usual call sign GB4BCR from Ofcom. GB75ACO, that's Air Cadets Organisation, will be operating from Stalham ATC Squadron in Norfolk until the 28th of September. They're celebrating 75 years of the Air Training Corps. Primary activity will be 40 metres with some 2 metres and 60 metres. Special QSL cards will be available and details on QRZ.com. The 950th anniversary of the Norman Conquest will be commemorated by the Phoenix Amateur Radio Club, starting with the battles of Fulford and Stamford Bridge on the 20th to the 26th of September. Call signs MX0PHX and MX0YHA, and operations will be subject to prevailing conditions on the HF bands. A downloadable certificate is available on the website for all contacts. More information about their activities at www.phoenixarc.org.uk. Contest news now. Today the 18th, the second 70 MHz contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC using all modes on the band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Also today the 18th, this time from 1700 to 2100 UTC, the Bartag Sprint 75 takes place. RTT only, 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is your serial number. Tuesday the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place, 1900 to 2130 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. A new RSGB contest, the International Autumn Sprint CW contest, runs for 4 hours on the 24th and is modelled on the former EU Sprint. If you initiate a call by sending CQ, QRZ up to kilohertz, etc., you're permitted to work only one station on that frequency. You then have to move at least another 2K before you call another station or before you initiate a call again. The use of UK contest call signs is permitted in all the international sprints. It runs from 1700 to 2100 UTC. Using 3.5 to 14 megahertz bands, the exchange is both calls, serial number and name. CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest takes place for the whole 48 hours of the weekend, 24th and 25th. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange is signal report and zone, which for the UK is 14. A UK microwave group contest on 5.7 and 10 gigs takes place on the 25th from 0600 to 1800 UTC. Using all modes on those two bands, the exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. The first leg of the ON contest takes place on 6 metres from 0700 to 1000 UTC on the 25th, work Belgian stations only, exchanging a signal report and serial number. ON stations will also send club codes, e.g. MCL, which counts as multipliers. There are four legs to each contest, most of them on other bands, next month, and in each of them the winners from each country receive an award. as long as they make 25 or more valid QSOs. Also on the 25th, the Practical Wireless 4-meter contest runs for 4 hours from 1200 to 1600 hours, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO, the solar flux index followed the NOAA prediction this week, declining to 85 by Thursday. Geomagnetic conditions were regrettably not as settled as we would have liked, with the K index hitting 3 at times, thanks to a continued high-speed rotor wind stream from a coronal hole. Luckily, no Earth-directed coronal mass ejections were observed and there were no major solar flares. This weekend and early next week, NOAA predicts geomagnetic conditions will continue to be unsettled, with maximum planetary K index of 4 at times. Next weekend, the 24th and 25th, may be a little more settled. Sun is looking fairly spotless at the moment and the solar flux index is predicted to be a lacklustre 75 or 80. Band conditions continue to improve, although maximum usable frequencies are being suppressed by the lack of sunspots. The good news is that we have the autumnal equinox this week, and so are at an optimum time for north-south paths on HF, such as UK to South Africa and South America. September can also offer some good opportunities for grey line propagation on the lower bands around sunrise. Andy M0NKR reports 40 metres has been good to the Pacific this week. He also worked Ken T32AZ on East Kiribati on 20 metres, so it's all about being on the right band at the right time. VHF and up, late summer is the classic high pressure season of the year, together with early morning mist and fog. There are plenty of reasons why VHF and UHF tropo should be on your operating schedule. At the end of the hot weather last week, conditions fell off a bit, but there were some huge thunderstorms which produced rain scatter right down to 1.3 gigs. This week there will be high pressure just to the south of Britain and partially over southern areas at times. This should offer good tropo across the southern half of the country, down to the south over France and Germany overnight as the surface cools. Daytime heating usually destroys any surface nighttime temperature inversions which are needed for tropo. The downside is that there may be a series of lows tracking over the north, which means winds and rain and no tropo. It's the late show up for EME operators in the early part of this week, with moonrise in the early evening, getting later as the week progresses. Lengthening moon windows push moon set out to early afternoon at the end of the week. Lowest losses will occur early in the week. The Orionids meteor shower continues with no large peaks into November, so continue to look out for enhanced meteor scatter conditions this coming week. That's it for this week from the propagation team. That's all from me. Until next week, too.